Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I am Kim Arellano. The show is sponsored by Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation and a kind, compassionate attitude. That is the Pearson promise. And I want to welcome Eric today. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Kim. Great to see you.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Another gorgeous day, and it was actually a bit warmer than they expected today. So I hope people got out and enjoyed it if they could.
I took a little bit of walking today. Now, Saturday, my daughter Giovanna, I'll say it on the radio, is running her first 5K. She's 9, and she's running her first 5K. So keep your fingers crossed that it stays like this.
I hope it will. Good for her.
I heard it's going to rain, though.
When is the run?
It's this Saturday. It's the Turkey Trot 5K up in Snoqualmie.
You can
go to runsnoqualmie.org, might be .com, runsnoqualmie, and you can sign up for that. Mr. Sandoval puts together that program, and proceeds and sponsors goes to the local elementary schools and the PTA groups.
All right.
We're really excited.
That sounds great. I'm going to be doing the exact opposite of that on Saturday.
You're going to be laying on the couch.
I'm going to be stuffing myself, silly. It's still turkey-like, but not trotting.
Uh-huh. turkey stuffing.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
birthday is coming up this weekend, so I just planned on having a lot of ice cream and cake. That's all. So.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. I can see that look in your eyes like, what the heck is he talking about as I've gone... Just completely confused you. So sorry about that.
I'm totally not confused.
Happy
birthday. No, I'm just thinking of, okay, so a 5K run and at 8 o'clock in the morning, you're going to be eating ice cream and cake all day long. But
I said the exact opposite. So this would be the evening on Saturday, and I'd be stuffing myself silly and lounging around because it's the birthday, and I just feel like being lazy for once.
I'm with you. I am totally with you. Well, I hope you have a wonderful happy birthday. We'll be thinking
about
you.
Thank you very much. I'm not running. Well, good luck to your daughter. That's awesome.
We're very, very proud of her. She joined running club this year, and she said, this is something that I really, really want to do. And mom, can I do it? And so her cousin's going to run with her, and she's going to run a 5K, and oh, my gosh.
That's wonderful.
She really wanted me to run with her, and I ran. I used to run some 5Ks, but I got that plantar fasciitis thing on the bottom of my foot, and my running days are, I think, done for the moment. We'll see what happens.
Well,
you're not a runner,
maybe,
are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No, I can't stand
you're
it.
Kind of looking at me with that glazed look going, ice cream and cake.
I'm a runner if there's someone behind me with a weapon, but aside from that, I choose to do other things.
Well, like that's awesome.
Swimming.
Well, before we bring on our guest today, I did want to update folks on some few really cool things that are going on, one of which is we wanted to announce that Walk the Talk with Kim is going to have a new time on Wednesdays. We're going to be on an hour earlier.
All right.
Starting,
we're going to fall back, if you will.
We are going to fall back, but fall with grace, as we usually do. So starting November 30th, you can listen to Walk the Talk with Kim live on KKNW at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Cool.
Also streaming live at www.walkthetalkwithkim. And actually, when you click on that link, it takes you to the KKNW streaming site. And then everything else that we do as far as posting podcasts, that'll all be the same.
And this happens on the 30th. So put it on your calendar.
Yes, put it on your calendar.
Put it in your little cell phone thing, reminder.
Exactly.
It'll come up. Walk the Talk with Kim at 3 o'clock.
Exactly. And if you happen to tune in on November 30th at 4 o'clock, you're going to hear Brashonomics.
That's right.
So if you hear them going, that's why, because we're switching spots.
Flip-flopping.
Exactly.
But in this case, it's a good thing.
It's a very good thing, I think. It is a very good thing. So we're very excited about that. And then also want to let you know, there is a group forming in the Snoqualmie Valley. And if you are interested in coming up to the Valley, or if you live too far away but want to be a part of it, it's the Employment Empowerment Group. And that is going to kick off on November 29th at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. in Snoqualmie. And the purpose of this group is to really not only talk about the resources for the unemployed, but also to talk about the emotions. What is it like being unemployed in terms of having people around you that are sharing some of the similar experiences? As we go into the holiday seasons, it's difficult to think about having to buy presents, you know, or wanting our children to have presents, or going to that family dinner. And just all those awkward things as you go into the holiday seasons about being unemployed or underemployed. You know, the numbers are showing us that we're at about a 9% unemployment rate. In reality, the underemployment and unemployment rate is closer to 17%. So these are people that are working part-time or making money that is significantly less than what they're typically worth, in addition to being unemployed. And that's a huge figure. That's a giant figure, as far as I'm concerned, in the country. So we want to get together in the Valley and talk through that, and I'll lead the group and be a slave to the group and a servant to the group and get whatever resources are needed. And I am open and available if you want to start a group in a different part and you want me to come facilitate that and get it going. There's no charge for any of this. This is, again, a labor of love for me. And, you know, I feel if you got a skill and talent, you got to use it. And so feel free to reach out and go to our website at walkthetalkwithkim.com. And you can get more information. Just go ahead and fill out the information that you're looking. You want me to give you a call back and give you more information on the Employment Empowerment Group. And we will go ahead and do that. And so without any further ado, we want to welcome our guest today. Some of you may recognize the voice. This is the host of the Scandinavian Hour here on KKNW on Saturday mornings at 9
right,
o'clock.
9 o'clock. Well, this week we're going to be delayed because of the big football game, maybe next week as well. But
oh boy.
Normally, for the last 10 years, it's been 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock every Saturday morning.
For 10 years,
well,
I hear.
Here on KKNW, right. But before right. that, it was years and years and years and years on other radio stations.
So we want to introduce Douglas Warney. And I met Douglas in the lobby here at KKNW Studios, and he's this wonderfully warm, chatty guy. And we were talking about nonprofit and community-based organizations, which is what the show is all about. And he said, you know, I have this really great group I think that you should bring on your show. And I hadn't realized
little did
that
I know that you were going to ask me to bring it on the show.
Well,
but
of
anyway.
Course. You know, that's the way that the show has worked. I've been doing this show for the last year, and we just celebrated our year anniversary last week. And what I have found is I have to do very, very little solicitation for guests on the show. The right person appears at exactly the right time. I've never had to panic. Somebody's always been there. And I think that you were kind of case in point. I kind of believe in that cosmic universe kismet kind of
yes,
thing that
right.
you appeared and you're supposed to be here right now. And what you talk about today is going to help somebody, and I truly believe that. So welcome.
I do too, really.
I believe you. I believe that's how it all works.
Yeah.
So tell us about your organization. The organization is called WICS, and what does that stand for?
Well, it's called Widowed Information and Consultation Service. But I should back up and say how I got attached to it. I think that'll maybe explain more than just saying what the title is. My wife died 4 years ago, and that was a devastating event after being married for 40 years. And it happens, as you and I were talking, 50% of all married people will eventually face that outcome. And
we had to have a little dialectic on that because I said, well, isn't it kind of 100% no for half of you? You don't have to deal with it. The
That's
other
right.
half you
the
do.
The other half are left behind, and they have to deal with their grief in lots of different ways. And there's no one way that is the only way. There's lots of different ways. And WICS happened to be what happened to me. I went to my doctor and said, I'm falling apart. I need some help, and I don't want any pills. And so he introduced me I guess it was through Swedish. I got free counseling for one time, and then the counselor handed me two phone numbers, WICS in Snohomish County and WICS in King County, and said, these may be what you're looking for. And so what they are support groups. And I said I would go to both of them and then pick whichever one was closer to home or worked out with my schedule, whatever. I was really in need, and so I wound up going to both. And I stayed going to both. Mm. I didn't drop one as opposed to the other. They were quite different from each other, but I needed both of them, and I stayed with them for a whole year or two before I moved on and did some other things. Anyway, the death of a spouse or a partner is often really the most painful thing that you can face in your life. And one of the things I like to pass on that I've heard at several meetings is, if it's the worst thing that's ever happened to you and you've survived, everything else is small potatoes.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, the car could die, the insurance could come due, the roof could leak. Mm-hmm. You'll manage that easily. This other stuff, if you've done it, this mm-hmm. the other stuff is the little stuff. So it's a matter of attitude and getting together with other people that have had the same problem. One of our ladies in the Edmonds group, May, she's 90-some, and she says, we're all in the same boat. We just have different size paddles.
Right.
And that's very,
wisdom.
Very true. Yeah, we
lots
are.
Of wisdom in this group, I'll imagine.
A lot of wisdom. And there's lots of wisdom because we've all gone through the same pain, but we've done it differently. So you're not going to get one canned answer that this is the only way. Mm-hmm. You might come up with a problem. Oftentimes that somebody will say, gee, this is how I'm feeling. Am I crazy? And somebody in the room will say, no, I felt that way too, and this is how I handled it. And so you'll get practical advice mm-hmm. On how to deal with your grief. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's the mission. Let me read the mission statement, and mm-hmm. that'll kind of perhaps guide our conversation. Mm-hmm. The mission of the Widowed Information and Consultation Services is to provide a supportive environment and practical assistance to widowed persons during their adjustment to the loss of a spouse by death and into their lives as single persons. It's a mouthful, but that's exactly what happens. You are going through a terrible adjustment to your environment, and you need assistance, and you need help, you need advice. And also, you are now single. Mm. You haven't been single for 40 years, 30 years. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your married couple friends, you go over to their house for dinner. It's nice they invite you, but pretty soon you're the third wheel or the fifth wheel or mm-hmm. whatever.
Especially if they liked your spouse better.
That's very, very true.
Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this program. And I'm interested in learning about some of these resources. And it sounds like there's some incredible opportunities, not only practically, but emotionally as well. And you're listening to Kim on Walk the Talk with Kim and my guest, Douglas Warney, with the Widow Information and Consultation Services.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and with my wife, Michelle, we're local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been harmed or wronged in our communities. If you have a personal injury from a car crash or a property hazard, an industrial injury, a defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, the Pearson Law Firm can help you anywhere, anytime. Contact us today for a free case evaluation at 1-800-423-8473. That number again is 1-800-423-8473. Or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Here's a unique way to give back. Snoqualmie Valley business owner Chris Fagan of Think Shop is using her family adventure as a way to raise money for good. In December, her family will climb Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa, to help raise money to build two classrooms at a school in Tanzania. Learn more or make a donation at KilimanjaroForKids.com.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Remember the pink tow truck? It was a Seattle icon. But did you know the mastermind behind the marketing was also one of Seattle's successful entrepreneurs? Learn life lessons from Ed Lincoln by reading his new autobiography, Life Through the Rearview Mirror. Available at area bookstores and online, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and click on the link.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm here with what I have been corrected. It's not Douglas.
It is Douglas, but if I'm not going to call you Kimberly, I call you Kim. You can
Only my mother calls me Kimberly when I'm in trouble. Uh-huh. So, well, especially she calls me Kimberly Eileen. And even saying that out loud in that voice starts to make me cringe. But Kim would be great.
Okay, so you can call me then Doug. That's what everybody else
does. Doug would be much better. I'm here with Doug Warney. And he is with the Widowed Information and Consultation Services. And you can find out more information at kcwics, that's WICS.org. And Snohomish is Snowco, and that's SNOCO, Wix, WICS.wordpress.com. And of course, you can always go to my Facebook page on Facebook page has no W's on it. Facebook page would be Walk the Talk with Kim, and that information is there. Of course, you can go to my website at walkthetalkwithkim.com, and we'll have all this information there as well. So, Doug, you were talking about the mission of the organization and what the organization strives to achieve. How big is this organization? Are you seeing any interesting trends as you've been with the organization for 4 years?
The only trend I can see is that we don't get our information out often enough. And when you say I'm with the organization, that almost sounds like I'm part of the officers or part of the board. I'm not. I'm just somebody that needed help and wound up going there and getting the help. And then and you need to talk about your spouse. Many of us do. And pretty soon your friends and your acquaintances get tired of hearing about that. Mm. And so I switched over and started talking about the organization.
Mm-hmm.
I still needed to talk, and that got it out and helped me do the healing. Well, pretty soon some people said, well, gee, why don't you start a Wix group in our part of town? And so that's how I got involved in maybe the running of it. It's not because I joined the management team or anything.
It's not something that you necessarily apply for an interview for. You kind of get there by default.
Right.
And by passion.
Exactly. And so somebody said, let's start one in Ballard. So we did. And, you know, 12 to 15, 20 people show up.
Gotcha.
There are also meetings of people in Bellevue, Kirkland, Edmonds, Everett, Federal Way, Burien, Covington, and, of course, my group in Ballard. And when I first went, I was kind of shocked. I told you about it, that the first couple of meetings, you go around the room and you introduce yourself and you say how long you were married to who your spouse or partner was, and then how long it's been since they died. And I was shocked when there was several people that said, oh, I'm here and I was married 40 years and my partner died 10 years ago or 12 years ago. I said, oh, Lordy, I do not want to feel this way for 10 or 12 years. And they explained to me later that evening that they had come to the group, they had gotten the necessary help in moving forward and formed long-term friendships with the other people in the group. It liked them, liked going to the functions, and also because they got help, it was now their turn to give back. Mm-hmm. And so they came to support the organization. They came to the meetings. Sometimes they would run the meetings. Sometimes they would run the social events, that sort of thing. And that's where I am now. I think I've made a lot of progress in my healing, and so now I'm giving back, and that's what I do.
So what I heard you say, and I wanted to kind of stress that point, of it's not just about, you know, let's sit down and talk about our experiences, although that's a very big part of it, but there's also a very much a social aspect.
Yes, and that's what it says in the mission statement. You're going to get practical assistance from other people that have gone through that same problem, but then you're also going to get some information about what do we do now? How do we do things in our new position as a single person? And we find that having a social event every month. By the way, most of the events relate to food. And I tried to figure that out, and I said, well, that's pretty simple. Who likes to cook for only one, and who likes to sit down at the table by themselves? And so we always have dinner. We may go to happy hour, so it's a cheap dinner, or we may go to a hamburger place or even McDonald's. But we gather together where there's food, and the group can, and when we have those social events, we're not talking about our grieving. We're just socializing with people who are friends.
What's different about socialization with people that have been through what you've been through versus other singles groups or other organizations or other what makes that experience unique?
I know. We talked about it last night at our group meeting over in Ballard, and one of the ladies said that there's some kind of a electricity that kind of binds them together. And we can't identify what it is. The shared experience, obviously, is what generates it. But what this feeling is, why we are so close and so friends. I mean, there are a couple of people in the Ballard group that I'd like so much that I've adopted them. They are my cousins now by adoption. And I am their cousin, too. I mean, that's just the way it is. And we talked about it. You know, if somebody was on Snoqualmie Pass and had a flat tire and needed to call somebody, they call somebody in this group rather than call their brother-in-law or their uncle or whoever.
Wow.
And we also, in the middle of the night, if you're early on in your grieving process, sometimes you're alone and you're down and you need somebody, there's a phone list and you can call somebody else in the group and say, I really need some help. And the other person listens. And that's wonderful.
Are there any kind of training programs or educational programs that someone could take if they want to help somebody through this process?
Well, first of all, the group is really, the dynamics of it requires that it's only people who really have lost a spouse.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of times we've had guests and it changes the dynamics of in the room and it doesn't work really well.
Right.
It's not that we're stuck up. It's just that we don't want the thing to work. And we found that makes it so it doesn't work. So generally the training program is for people who are in one of these groups and say, okay, I've made some progress. I'd like to be a facilitator. And there's a program at Highline College, and one of the professors there is kind enough once a year to put together a day-long seminar on how to become
great.
A facilitator. And it's really, really great training. And so most everybody has received that training, and then you can even try out a little bit and then go to the training some other time. But that's the only professional training that we have, and it comes from professional people.
There's something magical when you have people that are authentically there and can really talk to experience. What has some of the triumphs, do you think, that have come out of this for people?
Well, you know, different strokes for different folks. So somebody just getting along is a triumph.
Mm-hmm.
Making it one day, one foot in front of the other. And I mean, and the things that you see in one group, they'll come up again in the other group. So there's a lot of things that are similar. They come back often. For example, you're making progress. How, you know, is it for you like it is for me? You make 2 days forward and then one step back, or two steps forward and two steps back. And then we also talk about the waves. Are the peaks and the valleys getting further and further apart?
Mm-hmm.
And so people talk in those terms. And so when that happens, that's progress, and that's celebrated. There are other progress points, too, when a person begins to say, well, it's time for me to start giving back. That's progress.
So we might have some listeners out there that have either recently lost a loved one, or maybe it's a child of a parent who just lost a loved one,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, is thinking about, or they have friends that have lost a loved one. What would be something that these people need to know? I mean, other than they should go check out a group, obviously.
Right.
But
well,
what are some things that people need to keep in mind?
Okay, that grief work is normal and it is a process.
Mm-hmm.
And this is only one way of doing it. There's lots of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of my mother when my dad died 30 years ago, and none of this did I know about. She must have done something. What it was, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not a new phenomena by any means. People have been dying for a long time.
Right.
And so people have survived. What they have done in the past, I don't know. And this is, as I say, only one way to do it. But grief work is normal, and it's a necessary process. I think people that are trying to look at it, family members or friends, they need to allow the person to have the pain. Learn to enter it, but don't try and take it away.
Quit trying to make them feel better.
Yeah.
In other words, if somebody's grieving, they need to go through the process.
They need to go through, and it is a painful process. Mm-hmm. They need to do that. Let them cry. Sometimes it's a little hard for guys to cry, but...
Mm-hmm.
We We do have Kleenex on the table, and we all have used it at our meetings. Funny thing is that I think it's a grief group, and you walk in, and they're laughing. Right. I mean, we laugh an awful lot, but the Kleenex is there. So we laugh a lot, and we cry a lot, and it's – anyway, if you're trying to help somebody, be human, allow expression of feelings, guilt, anger, sorrow, depression, without judgment. Let them speak. And remember, be patient. Remember that the process of mourning takes time, and it may take Uncle John 5 months. It may take Uncle Fred 5 years, anything in between.
Wonderful.
And that's – and until it happens to you, there's probably not much you can say to somebody that's appropriate. I mean, as much as you'd like to.
Yeah, when anyone loses someone, there's that you can't really know what it is that person needs to hear.
Right.
And so do you find that people may have said nothing? Like when your wife passed, were you surprised at some of the reactions that you got from
individuals? I was fortunate and didn't have some of the standard statements made. I had some good friends who were they said, well, we're just going to go out. The guys were, I'm going to take you out to dinner. We're going to go and have a good steak, and we'll talk about other things. Mm-hmm. And we even talked about my wife, Lena, and they knew her, and we were part of a large group. And but we met regularly for a while, and that was very helpful. Mm-hmm. So we were able to talk about it, but they didn't get any cliches. Mm-hmm. You'll feel better in the morning. Or there's a lot of things that maybe you see in the movies that don't work.
Right, right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this topic. It's very, very important. We all have loved ones in our lives and love people that have loved ones in our life. And this is just a fact of life. And we're talking about some pretty wonderful opportunities to get help and to find camaraderie and to find the great things in life. Again, you're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and since 1977, we at the Pearson Law Firm have guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice and restitution in insurance disputes and personal injury claims. At the Pearson Law Firm, we work hard to secure justice in civil matters with a network of resources, a wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473. That's 1-800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation. Or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
There's an exciting new astrology hour, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. with Deborah Silverman. Deborah's unique blend of psychology and astrology turns planetary language into plain English. Join us for an interactive hour that's guaranteed to give you personal insights in a fun and entertaining way. Tune in to Deborah Silverman Live. Whatever your life question, marriage, job, family, relocation, or just curiosity, call for a live reading Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and visit Deborah's website at DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com.
Hello, this is Kim Ariano of Walk the Talk with Kim. The reality is staggering. South Africa has one of the highest incidences of HIV/AIDS in the world. This fact results in millions of orphans left in the care of other family members, friends, or fending for themselves in child-headed households. Focus on Itemba offers orphans and vulnerable children a new direction in life through loving foster care homes with committed parents and a real opportunity for a good education. Please consider sponsoring a child to receive the needed stability to change their world. Go to itembakids.org. Or follow the links from walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Do you wish you could train your brain to be more creative? ThinkShop can help. For 16 years, ThinkShop has trained individuals at Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and nonprofits. Learn our proven process to think creatively and make great ideas happen. Our trainings are offered in person and online. Learn more at thinkshop.com.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Ariano. We're moving into our next segment. We're here talking with Doug Warney, and he is representing the Widowed Information and Consulting Services, or WICS. There are locations and groups throughout Puget Sound, the Puget Sound area. And Doug brought up a great point. If you don't have access to a computer and can't go to the website, either walkthetalkwithkim.com or don't do Facebook and our Facebook page, or don't even go to kcwicks.org, there is a phone number that you can call if you want more information. And Doug, what is that phone number?
Well, there are two, actually. One for King County, and that's 206-241-5650. Now, we don't have office staff 24/7, and money is always tight, so some of the office people don't even get paid on a regular basis, but they do eventually answer the phone.
Yay!
And so even if you have to leave a message, somebody will get back to you. That's 206-241-5650 for King County. Uh-huh. And then for Snohomish County, it's 425-252-7617. Snohomish County, again, is 425-252-7617. And oftentimes the people that come to the meetings have come because a family member or a healthcare professional has kind of jotted those numbers down and said, oh, you ought to check this out. No pressure. Just say, here's a number. See what you think.
And so someone showing up the first time, what can they expect?
Well, to be honest, the first time, we say come three times, because the first time, depending on the person, there's all kinds of different people, but some people have difficulty walking into a group mm-hmm. unannounced or mm-hmm. unintroduced. So there's those people. And then there's others that a group is no problem. So mm-hmm. That kind of depends. And if you need somebody to walk you in, call that number, call the facilitator, and that facilitator will meet you beforehand and walk you in and make sure you're introduced. Anyway, come three times, because the first time, oftentimes you feel worse when
yes.
you leave than when you came, because you've started kind of to heal, and then coming to a group where you start talking about it,
right.
it makes you feel bad. So then the next week you come and you know what to expect, and it's not quite so bad. The third time you come in and participate and say, oh, yes, this is where I need to be. This is where I'm going to get good, solid advice. And, I can close my eyes and remember I got that advice on that meeting from that guy that sat at the end of the table, and I can remember what that person said. I got out of the meeting. They say a lot of things, but you can take away from the meeting what you need that particular day.
Yeah. I do a lot of group work, and that's the one thing that I noticed in my group work as well, is that it takes 3 to 4 meetings to finally allow the trust in the group mm-hmm. and for the group to allow trust in that individual. And so those first 3 times, it's really, there's a lot of ego response, not to get all psychology, but there's a lot of reasons why, and you couple that on with the trauma of losing a loved one, I can imagine it would be difficult. But I think ultimately, once the trust is built, which really doesn't take very long. I mean,
no,
3 meetings, 4 meetings,
as I say, everybody's in the same boat.
They're in the same boat, but when trust is built, those are bonds that last forever.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful and amazing.
Yeah, I think these people will be my friends forever. Yeah,
that's
they're
wonderful.
Terrific. And, in our small group, just in Ballard, there people have come and they've met, and while we're having coffee afterwards, one of the guys said that we had our meeting, we had dinner, and then we had our meeting, and then we were breaking to go home, and he says, hey, everybody, it's 8 o'clock. I'm going to go home to an empty house. Mm-hmm. Why don't we go do something? So we wound up, kind of the tradition there was to go over to McDonald's and have ice cream and sit and talk some more. Well, he'd been doing that with us, but somebody showed up at the meeting that he kind of liked, and she stayed around McDonald's, and they talked while we all left. And then the next week they talked again, and then the McDonald's closes, so they had to stand outside.
Uh-huh.
And then the next week they had to sit in the car because it was so late it got cold. Anyway,
We know where this is going, Doug.
We know where this is going. They did get married.
Oh, wonderful.
That was terrific. And
does that happen a lot? And do you think that people make that connection? Do you think that there's a more of a connection and understanding with someone who's widowed, someone else who's widowed?
It certainly is a shortcut to knowing a lot about the other person and trusting the other person. I don't know that it happens that often. Yeah. I can certainly name names and count on my fingers that lots of couples have been blessed by meeting at WICS organizations. Mm-hmm. But that's not what that WICS is all about. It's just a byproduct.
Right. I can certainly imagine. So you mentioned, if we can talk, can we talk about your wife?
Sure.
For a moment?
Yeah.
You had mentioned that you had called your doctor and said, I'm falling apart.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that look like? I know it's different for everybody, but someone who cares about a parent or a loved one that has recently, I mean, what are some of the things that they need to be?
Well, we cry a lot at inappropriate times, or who knows what's appropriate. Somebody will say something about not even relating to that, but they'll say, what's the price of cantaloupe? And that will trigger something and the tears come. Mm-hmm. One gentleman I thought was very sensitive in the elevator one time. I don't even know what he said now, but it brought the tears. And he said, oh, I see. You're still processing. And indeed, that's what I was doing. I'd been processing for months, and I wasn't quite at the end yet. One of those things I said I could close my eyes and point to the person that gave me the advice. His name was Doug also. He sat at the other end of the table, and he said, you're going to find all kinds of things that are triggers and will make you cry because you're sad about your spouse being gone. But someday, that same thing will be a trigger and you will smile because you will remember that that was a good time. Yeah. I don't know when that happens, the transition happens, but he promised that it would. And so I took him at face value and said, okay, I will look for that. And it has. Yeah. I mean, there's still some sad things, but for the most part, I'll hear a song or I'll see something in the closet or in the spice rack or eat something that's a favorite or whatever, and I'll smile and remember. My goodness, we had 40 years of great memories.
Wow.
So anyway, so those are the things that probably you'll see in your widowed friends that they'll react to things that guys tend to hide their emotions. I think that's kind of the way our society is. But we have them, and that's one of the blessings of being in a group like this. You don't have to hide them anymore. You can let them out.
Yeah. What's the typical age? I mean, what's the age range, do you think, of people?
Well,
it
varies from group to group. The youngest ones have been in their 30s and 40s. They don't continue to come because they have probably
families
and work and things like that. So they're busy in addition to trying to work their way through. So they're on the fast track, I think. And so the ones that have come
as
most,
everyone is in their 30s and 40s, right?
And I think pretty common is somebody in their 60s. And some of the people, as I say, have been there for 10, 12 years, and they're still coming because they're giving back, and they wind up being in their 70s and 80s. But their advice is really valuable because been there, done that. And advice comes from all kinds of things, or about all kinds of things, from how do I handle all the things that my wife did, cooking and cleaning and that sort of thing, or all the things that a husband would do, fixing the lawnmower and hammering in a nail for pictures or changing the light switch. So the questions come up, how do you handle these practical things that you didn't used to do? And so somebody will give some advice. But a simple one. You've always bought season tickets to the theater or to the symphony, and all of a sudden it's time to renew. Do you renew one or do you renew two? So we sat around and discussed that in our group, and different people responded in different ways, and it was helpful to hear what other people had to say when I was faced with that decision.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So when did you meet your wife?
She was from Sweden, and I was active in the local Scandinavian community. I went to a dance, saw her across the room, and said, now there's a woman I could marry. And I wound up doing so. We got married in Sweden 44 years ago now. And she was here studying and then went back home, and then I went over there. My partner on the radio said, oh, this is the biggest sales job you're ever going to go on to Scandinavia. And it was.
How to woo a Scandinavian wife. That's was on, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I would give instructions. I was lucky. She said no lots of times.
Oh, did she?
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Wow.
So I wore her down.
She didn't know any better. Wow. Do you think that there's a difference in process that you've noticed between people that where they lose their spouse suddenly versus when there's a long illness process?
There are different issues that they deal with, and we talk about them, mm-hmm. and that's the beauty of having 10 or 12, 14 people in a room. There will be some of each kind. So somebody that has been nursing a spouse for 5 years, mm-hmm. I think the common phrase that, well, I've done my grieving already. Mm-hmm. I've done it for the last 5 years, as opposed to somebody whose spouse drops dead of a heart attack or in a car accident. They have their process is a little different, mm-hmm. but it's no less painful. Mm-hmm. It's just different from each other. And what's nice, as I say, about a group like this, you'll find somebody in the group that is grieving the same way under the same, pretty much the same circumstances you are.
Has gone through what you've gone through. Great. And there's really no other way I can think of that you would come across those types of individuals unless you were in a group like this, unless you just happened across. Doesn't sound like there's many other organizations out there like this.
You know, I've not found any. Mm-hmm. Each of the hospice programs, when your spouse is in the process of dying and the process is turned over to the hospice group, they take mm-hmm. care of you afterwards, too. They mm-hmm. they contact you, and there are classes. I think Northwest Hospital and Stevens Hospital has a six-week program with even like a textbook, and you go through it. But everybody in the group is grieving. They just are grieving about different things. And right. so sometimes it doesn't help as much as when the rest of the people are grieving about losing a spouse. It's different than losing a parent. Certainly different. I can't imagine the grief and the process of losing a child.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. And of course, you said grief is a process, and sometimes you get that 6 week or 1 year time of acceptable grief according to society, and maybe you don't need it then, but you need it 2 years or 3 years down the road.
Yeah, somebody came to one of the groups I was in, and their spouse had died, I don't know, 6 years before that, and they'd never been to a group, and their doctor or counselor said, you've got to go to a group to address some of these issues. And so they came late in the game, and it was very helpful to that person. And they said, oh, I should have done this a long time ago, but I didn't, and so now I'm doing
it. We weren't ready back then. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to finish up our conversation. You can find more information on WIX at KC for King County, WIX.org, and that's KCWICS.org. Or snowcowix.wordpress.com. We'll have all this information on Walk the Talk with Kim. And you're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. We'll be concluding here after the break.
Have you heard the phrase, the beatings will continue until morale improves? To organizations, employees are the biggest assets and biggest fans. If they're not feeling heard or appreciated, the bottom line will suffer. For mission-driven organizations, the reliance on employees and managers to rally around the core messaging is critical for success. At Walk the Talk for Success, we provide leadership best practices, education, and communication strategies for mission-driven organizations. Whether you're a business of one, middle manager, or leader in a large company or nonprofit, our experiential workshops and focused on organizational psychology will assist you in achieving success with your messaging and vision. Call for a free consultation today, 425-888-9790, or check us out at www.walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Walk the Talk for Success, achieving your message through understanding human behavior.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and at our firm, whether we're working on an automobile crash case or helping a client who's been injured by a defective product, we focus on justice. We're passionate about serving our clients. Our successful approach focuses on the right issue at the right time, with the best tools and expertise available. We focus on collaboration and cooperation. Clients support that process, and they respect our abilities to manage the legal process, to demystify it, and to explain choices and opportunities, and also their responsibilities. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's P-E-A-R-S-O-N, LawFirm.com. Or you can check us out at WalkTheTalkWithKim.com.
Does your organization crave new ideas? ThinkShop can help. For 16 years, ThinkShop has inspired creative thinking at Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and nonprofits. We help you imagine new offerings, strategies, or ways of doing business. Our proven processes and engaging workshops deliver powerful results. Learn more at thinkshop.com.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Ariano, and we are rounding out the hour here with Uncle Doug. I think you're officially now, you're not Douglas to me anymore. You're Uncle Doug forever and ever. You got just a really wonderful, magnetic personality. I'm so glad that you came on the show today. This was a lot of fun for me. We're talking about Widowed Information and Consultation Services, or WICS for short, W-I-C-S.
And you got to be careful. If you look up WICS on the internet, sometimes you're liable to wind up with women in construction.
Yes.
And that's not the where you want to go.
There's also the WIC program, which is a DSHS program so it's WICS, W-I-C-S. And it's if you Google it, just Widowed Information Group or something like that. I'm sure that you'll find it. Or grief or those kinds of things. Or they can go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and all that information will be posted right there, as well as kcwicks.org. Or they can call at 206-241-5650 in King County. That's 206-241-5650. Or in Snohomish County, 425-252-7617. Again, 425-252-7617. And I wanted to ask you, I'm with the Hospital Foundation, and we recently did what we call a lunch and learn, and we talked about caregiving. And one of the questions was, as someone who needs care, what do I need people to know about me and my illness?
Oh, okay.
And so I guess I would ask that question from you as well. So as someone who is grieving the loss of a spouse or significant other, what do you need? What do you need from your friends when you're grieving?
I think what we've been able to distill is, while I'm grieving, I need non-judgmental listeners who have empathy and they're caring. And they're not going to try and fix me or change me. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing. Unconditional acceptance, empathy, and a caring presence by the person who's listening to me. And they need to be listening, even though my story gets old and boring and over and over and over. Respect for my feelings and my way of grieving, so that I don't hear from somebody who says, oh, well, you should be over this by now. Yeah. Or, well, gee, that's not what Uncle Charlie did.
What's the saddest thing or scariest thing or most humorous thing or funniest thing that someone has said either to you or someone you know?
Well,
most horrible thing someone has said.
No, not in the meeting. I think the most humorous thing is when you're giving advice on how to handle things. Men need to know about cleaning and cooking and that sort of thing, because the wives usually do it. And ladies need to know about changing fuses and light switches and things like that. In one meeting that I wasn't at, but I heard about it, a fellow raised his hand and said, I do need some advice. And he said, how often are you supposed to change the sheets on the bed? And the ladies in the group said, well, Charlie, how long has it been since your wife passed away? He says, about 2.5 months. They said, it's time to change the sheets. So that's about the funniest one, I guess. And we make our own jokes and we laugh among ourselves. And I can't remember. But we do laugh a lot. I do have to say that, but I can't think of what makes us laugh.
Laughter is the best medicine, and that's not just a cliche. It's so true, isn't it?
Yeah.
What else do people need to know? No, I heard you say things like not being judgmental. I think the no fix one, I can certainly see, especially if you're a child of a parent who has lost a loved one. You don't want to see your parents suffering, and you're going through your own grief process.
I was going to say, you're already
going
through your own suffering, and so generally what happens is neither one wants to talk about it because they don't want the other one to break down and cause more pain. So they don't deal with it at all.
But are you saying that in some cases, probably in a lot of cases, that's exactly what needs to happen? It'll happen sooner or later, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Need to talk about it and talk about the spouse. They are not the elephant in the room. Talk about them. They were there for 40, 30 years, 20 years. Yeah. And it's not just spouses either. It's nowadays, there are a lot of different relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Gay people have relationships, and they're committed relationships. And sometimes somebody in that pair dies, and they're just as devastated as I am.
And so WIX is a place that they can go and be safe and talk about it. And
Yeah,
that's probably a really great resource. They might not have a lot of resources like that.
Right. I mean, I don't think most people would think about it even, but it certainly happens. And WIX is an accepting sort of place, at least each of the groups I've ever been to. Mm-hmm. They don't talk religion. They don't talk politics. Those are kind of some of the rules.
That's probably very healthy.
Yeah. Otherwise, we get into arguments then. It kind of diverts the attention. But I mean, there are religious people there, and they are free to, as we say, how are you dealing with your grief today? And some answers will be, well, I attended my church service on the memorial of my husband's death, and it was very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not like they're preaching to us. They're just saying what is. What is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think politics even is, I don't think it ever comes into it. Once in a while, religion will come into it because of how people deal with the issue.
And so what about children? Do you guys talk about your children, trying to deal with the children? I mean, I can only imagine that, I think about my own parents, and if one of them goes, there's this.
Not if, it's when.
Yes. You're right. You're absolutely right. When. The need to kind of step in and be that emotional. Do you find that there's a lot of that tension that needs to work with between the people in the group and the children?
There's been successful relationships and unsuccessful relationships that we hear about at the meeting and our meetings.
What do you think the common thread of the unsuccessful relationship looks like? And this is for our listeners out there what do you think they need to know?
Okay, the unsuccessful ones seem to be, there are two ways.
Mm-hmm.
Where you tell your parent too much, this is what you ought to do and do and do.
Right.
Or the other one says, don't say anything at all, and maybe the problem will go away.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, both people are grieving. Mm-hmm. The parent the parent is grieving, but so is the child. They may grieve in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You expect your parents eventually to go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a grief time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even though it may be easier for them, they're going faster because they've got other things to do. They've got to cook dinner, and they got kids to take to preschool and soccer practice and that kind of stuff.
Life goes on.
It does.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. This was really a treat for me. I appreciate it.
Good. I'm glad you're going to put that on your website.
Of course.
And the phone numbers, again, let's give those. Hopefully somebody will answer. No, they will answer you, even if it's a recorded
machine.
We'll
definitely put those on the website, and that's 206-241-5650 in King County, or 425-252-7617 in Snohomish County. And we'll get that on the website, and we'll repost this as well. So if you know somebody who's going through this process and you want them to hear the show today, they can get that information. We'll have that loaded probably tonight or tomorrow. Also want to remind you that we want to thank our wonderful friends at Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation and a kind, compassionate attitude. That is the Pearson Promise. And also, don't forget, if you go to Walk the Talk with Kim on Facebook and you like our page, we will donate $1 to Love Uganda. If you go to Walk the Talk for Success, the sponsor of Walk the Talk with Kim, we will donate another dollar if you like that page. And, of course, we're raising money for Love Uganda, which is a really great organization. We've had Kelly and Kristen Klein on the show in the past, and we're really glad to help them raise money to take beds and pillows to children and orphanages in Uganda. Again, you can hear all this information and get all of it and more on walkthetalkwithkim.com. Thank you so much for listening, and you have a beautiful day. It's a beautiful